Hi, everyone, and welcome to Author's Corner. You can check me out on Twitter at Total Tutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, Total Tutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, Google Plus, and also on Periscope at Total Tutor. And I'm really, really excited to welcome the program New York Times bestselling author Joel Selvin, author of Altamont, The Rolling Stones, The Hell's Angels, and Inside Story of Rock's Darkest Day. Joel, thanks for calling, and how are you?
Well, thanks for having me.
So let's kind of go specifically enough why you wrote this book. You've written a lot of books involving rock and have had some great success, but why this book?
You know, the story's just been sitting around for so long, and I've been the pop music critic of the San Francisco Chronicle since 1970, which was, the stench of alcohol. Still in the air when I started there, and I thought this was a good story, but it didn't really occur to me how good it was until I went down and met with Rock Scully, the manager of the Grateful Dead in Monterey, while I was researching the proposal for this book.
Right.
And Rock told me the how Altamont started, and that was what, like, I drove home from Monterey thinking, man, that's the beginning of a great book.
And there you go. Then that's when your mind started, let's start writing it, right?
Well, at that point I'd had the, was researching the proposal, but that was the clincher. I knew that I had this opening scene that I'd never heard this story before of how Rock stayed up all night with Keith Richards in London and dreamed up the idea of the Rolling Stones being the special surprise guest on a Golden Gate Park concert by the Jefferson Airplane and Grateful Dead. And it just unwound from there. I found a detective that had worked as a Alameda County Sheriff's homicide investigator and had worked upon the cold case, the Altamont cold case, and gone into private practice. He was able to really dig up some extraordinary documents and some witnesses, and he located Jim McDonald, the survivor of the vehicular manslaughter case that nobody had ever really investigated.
Wow.
So I got real lucky right away. Yeah.
And you knew about this because you, again, were in this time period with the covering of this and stuff. So you knew about this, but you just did not know the truth, the whole story, right? Until you researched.
Nobody really did. The movie Gimme Shelter, which has served as the kind of official account of this, and even though the Rolling Stones are partners in it, didn't really tell the full story. It's not really a very truthful movie, oddly enough. But as I began to pull all this stuff together, I realized that it had never been quite pictured before. I gave an advanced copy to Mickey Hart, the drummer for the Grateful Dead.
Oh, wow.
And he called me up. He says, wow. He says, now we know what happened.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody did before.
Yeah, and that's why people are going to be so interested in picking up this book, because this really tells all about this. But for our listeners out there, again, you're dating me today for sure. I was born 1973, and this music, I understand it's, listening to it, but not really the backstory. But I understood how crazy a rock concert was. But what happened? Kind of give us a little bit of a preview of what to expect in the book.
So the Rolling Stones came to the United States in 1969 for their first tour in 3 years. They discovered that the rock scene in this country had just simply exploded and that was way beyond what they imagined.
Okay.
And the opportunity for career advancement just loomed in front of them. The tour was enormously successful. Later in the stages of the tour, they decided to make a movie. And I think right from the very beginning, they planned this free concert in San Francisco as a epic finale to their movie.
Right.
In fact, they made the Maisel brothers guarantee they could deliver the movie to theaters 2 weeks ahead of the Woodstock movie that following March. So I think their eyes were on the prize, and this free concert, which was thrown together come hell or high water, kind of at the last minute, was simply set dressing for their cinematic epic.
It sounds like it. It definitely sounds like it, Joel. It's like, wow, for sure. And then this concert's thrown together, and chaos happens right after it's over, right?
Oh, it went awry from the very start. They had to move out of a concert site that they built the stage and erected the sound system on Thursday afternoon before the Saturday at the concert. They didn't even get all the gear over to the site until Friday afternoon. So the stage and sound system was constructed overnight in the dark without even too many flashlights. There was no running water. There was no food. There was 100 toilets for 300,000 people. It was 37 degrees that night. Got up into the 70s during the day. Then as the sun went down, 40-mile-an-hour winds whipped through the crowd. That had been jammed together without food, without water. Temperature dropped 20 degrees, and the stones wait for the dark so they can be filmed. And that's the violence had been going on in front of the stage all day. But during the stone set, it really got out of hand. And during the fourth song, Meredith Hunter was killed, and the concert really came unglued for a full 10 or 15 minutes before the Stones decided to play a song they had just recorded earlier that week and never played in public before, Brown Sugar.
Wow. Now, Joel, thinking about, and we're going to find out why all this took place, is that have you ever heard of a wild concert like that ever after this point in your time covering music?
There have been epic concerts, and there have been extraordinarily misguided events, but Altamont takes the cake. There's nothing like Altamont in the history of rock. It was such a bad idea, so poorly executed, and the results speak for themselves. You know, four dead and just a disaster left behind.
And then what we're going to find out is the behind story of why this happened, poor planning, people excited about specific things, and the wrong people at the wrong time, it sounds like. That's pretty much what happened.
I couldn't find where these guys got a single lucky bounce. That once they put the plans in motion, everything just went wrong from day one. So the concert happened. I marveled at that. It was like a storm that was forming offshore and finally gets full strength that hits shore and just destroys everything and leaves. That seems to be what the Altamont story was like.
Okay, Joel, we can purchase the book in any finer bookstore for sure. But is there a place we can find information on you as well, Joel, and learn more about you?
There's a joelselvin.com. This is in the 21st century. www.joelselvin.com. Bunch of podcasts, lots of information, pictures. I think there was even a naked picture of me up there.
And Joel, you have a laundry list of who you've interviewed in your career, right? As a report covering music, right? You've interviewed the best of best, haven't you? Pretty much in rock.
In the course of 40 some odd years of doing daily journalism about pop music, yeah, I've done a lot of interviews.
What was your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
Sam the Sham, the guy that did Wooly Bully. He was one of the funniest guys I've ever met. And that was just supposed to be sort of an interesting little, you know, offhand interview. But yeah, and his promo guy, the record company guy that was doing with Mario Madeira, was also kind of a legendary record company promo guy. That was quite an afternoon. But, you know, you wouldn't expect that, right?
No.
Think like, oh, yeah, I spent a day hanging out with Bob Marley or you know, I interviewed Keith Richards in Toronto, but you know, sat on the bus with Willie Nelson and got so high. But yeah, no, man, Sam the Jam, he was the funniest guy I ever met in Paul.
Well, Joel, you're awesome, and see, I always like talking to an unbelievable journalist that's gotten to talk to all these amazing people. And I'd love to have that laundry list of celebrities to interview, and always listening to, you know, when we, you can have a conversation with somebody, they really let you know the truth. That's what's a great journalist is able to do. Get them in a conversation and there you go. You'll get the best quotes, best things possible for sure, Joel. So best success on the book and your career continuing as a journalist. And thanks for taking the time to come on the show.
Oh, man, thanks for having me. It's a great pleasure.
Take care, Joel. See you later. Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to Author's Corner, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.